This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Have the expressway kicking off here in about 20 minutes. We'll take a look at everything that's been breaking, your biggest local sports stories of the day. And then G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30. Here's the Chief.
Okay, sounds of the sports day. Got some good ones for you today, boys. Also curious, anybody going to be watching in real time the ESPYs tonight as hosted by Shane Gillis?
No, God, no.
He's the draw for me. Can't remember the last time I watched an ESPYs. Like, actually sat down and watched it. I'll maybe consume some of the clips, the monologue. But with Shane Gillis hosting, I will be locked in, and I do have a ESPYs moment from yesteryear to appreciate here at the end of Sounds of the Sports Day. Now, we start SEC Media Days, and it's Arch Manning talking about his grandpa. How about this? Is this the grandpa of the year right here? Okay, college sports on Sirius XM. Arch, take it away.
I mean, he texts all the grandkids every morning, a Bible verse and a motivational text, so I hear a lot from him.
Is that like one group text or are those separate texts he's sending to everyone?
It's a little bit of both. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of different. And he signs off his name. I'm like, I know it's you.
that's just an older person thing.
It is an older person thing. How funny is that? Grandpa Archie, not only is he Mr. Consistent with sending the Bible verses, sending the motivational texts to each one of his grandkids, he always signs it at the end. I think the person in my life that does that during the NFL season for the Cowboys pregame show, sometimes I'll get a Babe Laufenberg text. Like, hey, open for a couple of things here, just so you know, this is kind of maybe the lay of the land of what I'm thinking, because we interview him for every pregame show, and he'll always end the text with, thanks, babe.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I wonder when generational things start to happen, because, you know, I think from that generation, you would sign a letter, you would sign an email, so why wouldn't that apply to text? You know, that's just their lived experience.
Right.
Right, and they've been around here longer than the young kids, so who's to say who's doing it right? You know what I'm saying?
No,
maybe Babe's doing it right. He has more experience.
No doubt. But I oftentimes am pretty aware that Babe texted me when I see
his
Babe on. Babe texted me.
Says his name.
Before I even open it, before I even know the contents of what the text is going to read, I know that Babe texted me. The same way that Arch and company know that Granddad. Mm-hmm. I do. And I also, I wish they would have asked, like, what do they call Grandpa Archie? Is it just Grandpa? Is it Gramps? Is it Granddaddy? Is it Papa or something?
You want to see if we can find out?
Yes.
Yeah, Bennett and him are friends.
Yeah, they're okay, buddies.
Maybe he could text Bennett and me. He'll
ask
text
Bennett.
And Bennett will maybe ask him.
By the way,
what does he call his granddad Archie?
Yeah, what do you call
okay,
him?
Okay, I'll ask Bennett. See what he,
if would he, love to know that.
Is it right. Grandpa Archie? Is it Granddaddy?
Yeah, let me ask Bennett.
By the way, I saw in Arch's quotes yesterday that he said one of the reasons he wanted to stay in Austin so much was because he had found friends that he really liked. So I think we might have Bennett brought us to thank for Arch not leaving.
There you go.
No, Bennett kisses his ass every day. There's no question about
Well, I'm
that.
Ready to kick.
I'm sure he's used to that.
I'm ready to kick Bennett's ass
in
an eat-off.
It's time.
Yeah, he's yeah.
He poked the bear.
You're gonna
bring your three best eaters.
Yeah. I'm a one man band when it comes to the eating.
He housed two chicken fried steak sandwiches yesterday.
All right.
That's amazing.
So is he more of a marathoner then?
I think he's a volume dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
I respect that. I think
he's a volume guy.
Do you put the whole steak on there?
Yeah. It's like Texas toast. Mm. Like you make it with you fry the chicken fried steak, and then you have the on Texas toast with the. Wow. He's not the big condiments guy. He does, unlike you, Dustin, like mayonnaise. So you put the mayonnaise on it, and then with the chicken fried steak. I would personally do it with the Texas toast with gravy.
There yeah, gotta go. Have yeah. the gravy.
I would do it with
there.
The pepper it's gravy and all that. But he's like, no, I'll just put the blue plate mayonnaise on there, and that's what he does.
Interesting decision.
Yeah.
But I do.
Hang on, we're going to ask him. Go ahead.
Yeah, ask him. We're getting a lot of people suggesting Peepaw is what they call Archie Manning as the granddad. So we'll find that out. Like to take you to the bus where they're always bussing. Brock Bowers sat down with Will Compton and Taylor Lewan.
The boys. Now,
Brock Bowers is the number one tight end in the NFL. Sure. How about that? After just 1 year. And with Vegas, I'm excited to see him, Chip Kelly, Ashton Jeanty. It's going to be pretty interesting stuff right there. But he sat down with those fellas. Now, remember, he went to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
His girlfriend, who is still his girlfriend, went to Tennessee at the same time.
Ooh.
SEC, it just means more. Yeah. Here's the mind games that went down to Brock Bowers.
I had my girlfriend back home, and we're still together now, actually. She's still,
let's go.
Yeah, we've been together for like 5 years. Yeah, no, she's awesome. And she ended up going to Tennessee, actually, which was kind of funny. Kind of random.
SEC rivalry.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. But
now, was she pulling for Georgia when Georgia Tennessee played?
Oh, yeah.
Or is she,
She had the 19 jersey on. She was getting kind of yelled at by her friends. But
Vols go hard.
Oh, yeah.
Vols go hard for the fan base.
Oh, yeah.
So when you guys were doing the long distance thing, was it difficult at any points, or were you guys pretty solid about communication and all that?
No, it was definitely a little tough.
Absolutely,
you know, different schools, and especially like when we're playing together, you're getting DMs like, oh, like, you know, like your girlfriend's like out here with all like the frats and stuff. Like, I'm getting a bunch of like DMs from like Tennessee fans, like trying to like get in your head and stuff. I'm like, I mean, what are we doing?
How about that, dude? Tennessee fans in lead up to the game just trying to get in his head, like, yeah, by the way, your girlfriend's out here hanging with the volunteer frat bros. Mm. Yeah, we know Jalen Ramsey was kind of one of those dudes.
Oh,
he
was
sliding to the DMs of the opponent's girlfriend, like whatever wide receiver one was for the upcoming opponent for Jalen Ramsey when he was at FSU.
Next level.
It is. There's no question about it.
I mean, once that goes viral, you got to try to pull it off. That's the ultimate prank that gives your university a competitive advantage on game day.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, SEC, it just means more. You have to expect that. As soon as you, Brock Bowers, commit to Georgia and your lovely girlfriend commits to Tennessee, you have to already understand now for the next 3-4 years, it's going to get nasty out there. But kudos to him, because he is one of the greatest college football tight ends we've ever seen before. At no point did that affect his game.
No.
He's rock solid.
That's true alpha right there. Pure 100%. Confidence.
Yes, especially with a hairline like that. To have that type of confidence, he's a different breed.
And then
is that dude.
Then to not immediately break up with her, you know, when you're going off to college.
Right.
Like, hey, he was really good. Sorry, this isn't going to work out, but I'm going to be in college for 3 years. And, I mean, look at me.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Loyal, faithful
Locked
man.
In. Yeah.
So you're getting the family values as well. That is the total package, Chief.
Couldn't agree more. All right, we're still awaiting word on what Arch Manning calls his grandpa Archie. We will find out soon enough from our Arch Manning insider, Bennett Broaddus.
All right, Bennett's not playing along with this. Bennett says, I can't ask him that. That's weird.
Yeah. Hey, bro.
I'm not. You know what, my son, I'm about to.
Yeah, do your dad thing.
No,
I told him.
We're not getting sandwiches anymore, Bennett. Yeah.
You know, when we were kids and Gen and the millennials were kids, we were worried about being awkward.
Yeah.
But this Gen Z takes it to a whole nother level.
I'm not.
Sure sounds
like
it.
Oh, no. Like, they're panicking if something awkward happens. Like, in my generation, awkward stuff just happened.
Yeah.
You know?
You embrace it.
Now the kid's like, oh, my identity's going to be shattered. If, you know, they're talking on social media about me doing something awkward. So they give you those kind of responses.
Yep.
You heard about the Gen Z blank stare, by the way?
When he needs some new golf clubs, I might forget that he's my son.
It's when they're paralyzed into giving you a reaction because they're worried about being awkward.
Yeah, that's
really. Oh, I think I saw where you have like Gen Z baristas. They won't even greet you when you walk into the coffee shop because they just don't even know what to do. They just kind of give you that blank wax statue stare.
They're so used to it,
what
you know?
The hell?
I can't believe he's just my kid has no fun. Like, no kind of, no,
what he calls no fun.
He's like, oh, that's weird, Dad. See? I'm like, you know.
They're missing out. They're like, you know what? You're weird.
I'm just going to forget that, like, it's like I said earlier, like, he calls me, he tells me, I need a golf club. I don't, that's weird.
Yeah, that's awkward.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Why do you need a golf club?
So strange, Bennett.
Why don't you just play? I watch Fred Couples. He doesn't wear a golf glove. That's a Hall of Fame golfer.
What's he doing with the glove?
That's going to be my answer. Like, you ever watch these old golfers? They didn't have golf gloves.
Yeah.
They just played with the bare hands.
Just deal with it.
Yeah, just deal with it. Yeah, when he, like, yeah. We need
gotta
money
be your
for
best friend for about 72 hours.
Yeah. We need, like, he, I, that's weird, Dad. Okay. It's weird. It's weird when I don't pay your car payment.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
No, trust us. The weirdos are you, because you haven't figured out how to be an adult yet.
We're just having fun on the radio.
We're having
right?
a good time.
Yeah, play a good time.
He's your friend, is he not? Don't friends get weird?
That's why
friends
I think,
get weird.
That's
why
I don't think
Charlie
he wants
get weird.
To do it.
It's probably right. weed.
Yeah, and Bennett goes, well, I don't need to put that on the air. Oh, I don't need to put that on the air, is what he said.
Oh, it's too invasive, oh, huh?
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to say, well, I'm sorry. I just
telling you how to be an insider.
Oh, no,
this is great.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm saying, watch me make something up and blame you for it. I'm about to say that. Right, let's see how he responds to that. Like, hey, just made something up on the air and said you told me. Watch this.
Yeah, Bennett's the fall guy.
Watch this responsibility.
This is what Bennett texted me and said, that Arch Manning refers to his grandfather, Archie, as Grandpa Archie.
Wow, he's texting you behind his dad.
Grandpa
back.
Archie is what he calls him.
Grandpa Archie.
Grandpa Archie.
Okay, good for you. Bennett.
Sourced.
I've got a picture of Emmett Wolchuk at the Texas
via
game.
Via Bennett and Sports Illustrated.
Okay, oh, so that was a Google it up.
That's a Google it up.
I would fuse those, I think, and go with Grandparchie.
Grandparchie.
There you go.
So what should I say to Bennett? I made something up and blamed you for it.
Yeah,
should I say that?
Okay. Calls him Grandpa.
Whatever's going to make him feel awkward.
Yeah. Okay. Anything to make. Yeah. Make him. He's probably scrambling to listen to the radio right now. Is what he's doing.
All right. Let's go ahead and take you to the This Past Weekend podcast hosted by Theo Vaughn, and the most recent subject was Mr. Ocho Cinco. Oh. Ocho Cinco has 8 children.
8? I don't know he had that many.
I'm not sure how many baby mamas he's got, but he's got a multitude.
Google away.
Okay?
Google away.
This is him talking about how he dates and scouts out the next lucky Ocho Cinco baby mama.
The people I've had kids with, we were all on one accord. I only dated women that were athletic.
Wow.
So my kids had a head start on that foundation of athletic ability. That's it. So I look at women, I look at ankles. Did you cheer? Did you play volleyball?
That's when he pulled
this. Did you run track?
Volleyball, yeah.
I mean, I just need to
but
see.
But cheer, yeah. Sometimes you get these little nuggets. They get them little McNuggets out there.
But I know, I can tell. Because when I go on dates, I like to go places where you have to show me athletic ability.
Ooh.
Go to Dave and Buster's. Can you shoot? Now, if you don't have no form and can't shoot, I can't do nothing with you.
Yeah.
Can we go bowling?
Can't do nothing.
Go roller skating. You know?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, see,
one.
I hold my own combine.
Oh, yeah.
They think we're going on dates.
Yeah.
Little do you know, I'm taking notes. Okay, you can bowl. Okay, you don't really have any coordination
you
skating,
stop, watch.
But I can work on that.
Come on, Che.
Yeah, go to the gym.
Oh,
a gym date? Oh, please. No, check out coordination. Let me see how your lateral movement is.
Yeah.
Hey, Theo, you laughing. That shit is important.
No, look.
Sometimes, some of these guys.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah, they date women. Oh, she's so fine. She's on IG Live. She's fine as hell. Blah, blah, blah. You have a child. Your child got 2 left feet, and you wonder why your child get picked last in PE.
Yeah, your child out there, he's swimming a little circle.
Yeah. Oh, they come home sad. Nobody picked me.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that.
Oh, yeah,
fuck
whoa,
that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
If she can't play kickball, I'm out.
There we go, buddy.
That's a good test of a lot of different sports at once.
A lot.
Run and kick at the same time.
You know how hard that is to do?
Very
the coordination
tough.
To be able to run forward and
kick
in rhythm.
Yep. That's the fucking Mozart of athletics to me, boy. Kickball will show you a lot.
Got that one.
I got that one.
Wow. Yeah.
Sons of guns,
was that you,
bro.
Chief?
Yeah, that's 100% on me. Wow. That is not a new guy Jake problem.
Mm.
Gosh.
I thought I heard somebody trying to blame Jacob earlier.
Son of a gun, dude.
For some
That doesn't
some
sit
bombs.
Right with me, okay? Because I take my professionalism very seriously.
Well, it is very professional to own it.
Yeah, I mean, 2 out of 3, still pretty good, right?
I think
so. 66%, right?
3 bleeped opportunities and nailed 2 of them.
Nailed 2.
Really did.
It wasn't like all of them let slip, you know? One day we'll be able to do that.
Wow, we can't even appreciate how awesome that was now because of that egregious mistake.
Well, it was hilarious. He's doing combines for baby mamas, 7 baby mamas out of the 8 children. So one was just so damn athletic, he decided we're double dipping here.
Yeah. Wow.
But does he got a good plan?
Yeah, I kind of like the idea here.
Well, yes, if the end goal is to make sure you have the most athletic children, then there's no question, like, his strategy is pretty foolproof. I think he's got, I know one of his daughters is like a super track star.
Okay.
I don't really know much else about the other kids, but I'm sure they're all pretty dang good with the footwork. Why are you cackling
you
over there?
Big chuckle?
With Bennett.
Is he okay?
I just said I made up Grandpa Archie and said that you told me. And so I said, he goes, oh, okay, well, what the F?
Did he bleep it or?
No, I bleeped it. It's actually.
Gosh, dang.
That is what he supposedly calls him, though.
Okay.
All right, let's move on.
Let down.
Let's move on to something a little bit more age appropriate. All right. And take you back to 1998 on the stage of the ESPN SB Awards show where Norm MacDonald was ripping through the crowd.
And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? And what a season he had. Great, man. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case...
Norm MacDonald was the goat at those OJ jokes,
so
wasn't he?
Pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was impressive. Every once in a while, just tee up his 8 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That monologue from 1998, just to remember how awesome it was. Can Shane Gillis live up to that? We'll find out.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Now, Shane Gillis is just blown up like as a podcaster and comedian. I had to Google him.
He's like the OG right now when it comes to current comedians.
Well, he was on the set, right, for the college football playoff. Isn't he a Notre Dame guy?
Yes. He's a big Notre Dame fan.
And he was on set with that whole...
Big buddies with Kill Tony, Tony Hinchcliffe. Yeah. And he came to Dallas. We went and saw him. He was, I mean... Joe Rogan, he's featured on that podcast a lot. One of the best comedians running right now. Yeah. I'm interested in the opening monologue. That's probably what I'll tune into, and then I'll check the clips.
G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 5:30 as we'll hit the expressway on the other side. Get to LA Live coming up at 5:40, and we're back here in the nation.
All right, let's chat Trajan Wealth, shall we? That's T-R-A-J-A-N. And look, as a veteran, Trajan Wealth CEO Jeff Jr., he fully appreciates the importance of true independence. He founded Trajan Wealth as an independent firm, allowing fiduciary advisors the ability to customize a portfolio to meet your unique goals and needs. Call him today. Set up a free consultation. Heck, I've done it, and it really is just tailored specifically for you. Go ahead and start planning for that future. Number to call, 469-579-3500. That's 469-579-3500, and they've got a variety of offices across DFW, Frisco, Arlington, Southlake, Fort Worth, and in McKinney, Eric.
That's right. Trajan Wealth is just around the corner or a click away. You can check them out at trajanwealth.com. Go ahead and schedule that free, no obligation consultation, because at Trajan Wealth, your needs come first. They're a fiduciary firm, so they're going to be prioritizing your financial well-being above all else. And when you succeed, they succeed, so they want to see you win, and they're in this with you. Trajan Wealth is also family-owned. They're veteran-led. They've brought decades of experience to the table, and their team of advisors actually specialize in helping individuals in or nearing retirement. I mean, my goodness, trying to navigate the complexities of today's financial landscape, we all know that could be absolutely daunting, but great news for all of us, Trajan Wealth is here to help. 469-579-3500. That's 469-579-3500. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor, paid advertisement. All right, welcome back. It's time to hit the expressway here with you, where we go commercial free to the top. That's brought to you by the On Time Experts. Rangers off the next two nights and then back at it on Friday. That'll be fun. The segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the expressway is brought to you by the On Time Experts. We'll get to LA Live here coming up at 5:40. We'll get the G-Bag of the Day here coming up at 5:30. We have an update on Chargers running back Najee Harris sustained an eye injury in the fireworks mishap July 4th. Will likely begin training camp on the non-football injury list. Ooh, that's something, isn't it?
That's serious. Yeah.
I wonder if it's impacting his vision. Why else would I guess they're starting a little bit earlier with the Chargers.
Yeah, they did. They got the Hall of Fame game, so the rookies are in camp right now.
So this is 11 days out. If Harris ends up on the NFI list, a reporter says he doesn't expect the stay to be long, but nothing is set in stone. You know, after JPP blew up his hand, there was this period of time in the month afterwards where it was like rumored to be bad, but not that bad. Then he showed up and he was like, yeah, I blew up half my hand, can't really play for a while. So I don't know what's going to happen, but multiple people were injured and a friend of Harris did lose fingers during the 4th of July incident. I can't imagine messing around with anything that explosive after the videos that we've seen in the social media era. I mean, when it happened to JPP, that was very early, you know, in social media, and you wouldn't have like the M80 or the cherry bomb disaster videos that you can see if you just, you know, look it up.
I think the craziest one that I've seen was after the Dodgers World Series.
That's the one I was thinking about.
Dodgers fan in the middle of the street, they're all just going, you know, championship crazy, and that dude fires off a thing, and you see his like three or four of his fingers blow up, blood's going everywhere.
It's just dangling.
The blood's dripping.
Yeah.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's bad.
You'd almost want to put that in, like, players' contracts. Like, you can't be in the vicinity of this stuff, bro.
It gets to be so fun, though. And then after you get a couple going, you're like, oh, yeah, I got this. You know, next thing, especially after some pops, next thing you know, I'm, like, holding bottle rockets in my hand and lighting them. You know, just crazy, like eye injuries waiting to happen. So I know a lot of unfortunate shenanigans, you know, can happen, but I couldn't imagine being an NFL player with as important as my hands are. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll just watch the rest of you guys do this. You a big fireworks guy, Brian? I could imagine
No. I enjoy watching him, like at the lake. We had a gentleman that's like a retired from Budweiser. puts on a hell of a show from his property across the lake and stuff, but you're not going to catch me doing anything with fireworks. No. I'm afraid that, like, I'm not mobile enough that, like, if you light them and then you have to get out of the way.
Yeah.
You've seen me, guys, like, Zach saw me fall the other day. I mean, like, I would fall and trip over the fireworks and
tip it over. And now it's facing you.
Yeah, now it's facing me. So, no,
that's what happens a lot.
But if somebody's doing it professionally and all that, great deal.
Did you hear about that? Did you hear he took a spill at the pickler?
He did take a spill.
What? It happened again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it those Hakka shoes? I think the soles are too tall on those.
No. What happened was I caught the lip.
There was a lip.
There's a lip.
Oh, like, we know that lip.
Like, yeah, we were on the other side of where we normally broadcast from, Dawson. Yeah,
that's wrong.
And so we were getting chairs. And there's a path that leads up that's, well, like the side that we normally broadcast on has yellow tape on the ground.
Mm.
And so there was no yellow tape where we were broadcasting. And I caught my foot and it tripped. And I went and scraped my knee up pretty bad, but like I said, we were talking about it. Guess what happened a little bit later in the show?
They taped it up.
They started putting tape down.
Okay.
They must have heard that was talking about me taking a spill.
Yeah, I mean, there was a liability involved there with that.
It was almost
with you on the premises.
It was almost my pickler place.
He almost took over.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it would be a hell of a place.
I would have worked on the kitchen. I would have done some kitchen work.
I missed a number of falls last week, didn't I? Wasn't there one at the Shell Shack as well?
Oh, yeah, Richie on his birthday.
Yeah, Richie was leaning.
Richie from Ennis took a dive.
Mm-hmm. Richie was like, took a shot. We thought he passed out. And Wolchuk was doing play-by-play, and when Richie was laying on the ground, kept saying, oh, well, that Sam Williams, he's a quality linebacker.
I felt really bad.
You know what? When we do the hodgepodge here in about an hour, I'll pull that so that Dawson can hear it, because it's worth it. Okay. Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, he did destroy some of our equipment.
Yeah, he did.
Well, yeah, that'll happen. Okay.
It was the promotional little flag that we had.
He thought it was a hard wall. He thought it was a hard wall. He leaned back on it.
He's reaching for a bar stool on the way down. Oops. It was there.
Jeff Passan reporting, and multiple outlets have picked it up, a cool gesture by your Texas Rangers. They have given starter Nathan Eovaldi the $100,000 all-star bonus in his contract, even though he didn't make the AL team.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? That's news, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay.
He has been brilliant this season. I thought maybe I missed it last week or something, but 1.58 ERA over 91 innings. Even though he missed about a month of the season, he has racked up the innings. One of the most respected players in Major League Baseball. That's an insane number. That's like Pedro Martinez in his best year type of number. Do you think he can keep that up for another 60 games, Wolchuk?
I hope so. But I think that's going to be very difficult to maintain that. I mean, that is like a historic, as you mentioned, pace. I think that there's probably going to be one game that ends up completely screwing this whole thing. Because
that's all it would take.
Right, exactly. So I would probably say no, that's going to be a tough pace to maintain. But hell, man, I don't think the Cy Young's out of question.
Okay, we have the G-Bag of the Day coming up in just about a minute. U.S. national team midfielder Johnny Cardoso has completed a transfer to Atletico Madrid from Real Betis. As Madrid continues to boost their squad, the 23-year-old, a top target of the team, and he was one of the best defensive midfielders in La Liga last season. So there is another emerging quality player playing in a top European league with the World Cup sitting a month away or a year away. And a couple of WNBA stories. Caitlin Clark could be out with the groin again, as she's just you're really struggling in year two to stay healthy. They're winning a lot more this year with her, though, because they do have a player who's about her equal, and they have much better defensive players and better shooters and everything. So they're kind of holding their own better this year without Caitlin Clark than last year. But, you know, they're heading for a big work stoppage. Right as the money is starting to flow, WNBA players now bracing for a possible strike for the 2026 season amid CBA talks. It's going to be really interesting to see how this thing gets sorted out because they're teasing these negotiations are going to be spicy. But, I mean, up until this year, I don't think they've ever run for profit. You know, so I think they're like, well, we're getting a lot more popular and people love us. But if the advertising money is not flowing in, like what the NBA does is they get a 50% revenue split. The WNBA and, you know, women's soccer went through this as well, as saying, hey, look at how much money the men are making.
You know, Caitlin Clark or we're just as popular, mm-hmm. but it comes down to a percentage of the advertising dollars. So I hope that they can get enough new deals coming in there to get that new money coming in, and everybody's going to be happy because I'm enjoying the heck out of this. You know, especially with, you know, the Dallas Wings, you know, getting some good young talent. They have an upward trajectory as well. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup where Jacob Ray, filling in for Lucius, has your G-Bag of the Day.
All right, here we go, gentlemen. It is G-Bag of the Day from Wednesday, July 16th. Let's get it started with the champ. Pat McAfee announcing the big dumper prior to his home run derby victory.
Hailing from Colleen, North Carolina, a man who's doing something that no catcher has ever done in the history of the sport, with the fattest ass in all of professional sports. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Dumper Cal Raleigh.
With the fattest ass in professional sports.
Fattest ass in the league.
That's great, man. Yeah, if they remake Fever Pitch, he's going to have to take the Johnny Damon role.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
See, I thought the city was, Seattle's nickname was the Big Dumper. I didn't know. I was, when it first came
that
out.
That was like some sort of some astrology type thing.
I was thinking that, you know, like the Queen City or what, you know,
the,
everybody,
the
every
Emerald City,
City. Emerald City. Everybody has a nickname for their city. I thought for something that was kind of funny was I thought Seattle was known as the Big Dumper. Yeah.
I can't wait to show you how. That's San Francisco.
Stupid I am.
Yeah. Or Tacoma. I don't know which one. But Pat McAfee, his intro, what do you guys think? Is this evidence that society is evolving to a place that doesn't take itself as seriously or devolving to idiocracy, basically, with cussing intros in the place of what used to be a classy environment?
It's probably more devolving to idiocracy. I think it definitely does take itself too seriously. Sometimes we'll see this on the fan text, but I think that it's just the personality that Pat McAfee has. It's transcendent. People love it. Or some people do hate it.
Some people hate it.
It's that
people,
wrestling
people
background,
it.
Right? That kind of that wrestling
showman. Yeah.
The showmanship. It's like the guy who's the hype man at the hot dog.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah, I love it. Yeah. It's speaking my language, being from number one, I'm Gen X. You know, I was 14 years old, I think, when Beavis and Butthead came out. Mm. You know, huge Howard Stern fan.
Yep.
Shock jock it up. I think it's awesome. You know, I think it's the best thing going to the network, not even close.
Oh, for sure.
Am I right? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I'm with you.
Jacob Ray, who else challenging?
So I don't know if you guys know this, but Lucius isn't the only full-time producer out. Pepe is also out this week.
Uh-oh.
And they had some issues with the phones this morning. This one was sent in from Bobby.
Oh, no.
Let us know. 877-881-1053. Ross, who do we have?
So sorry, I did not patch them through, but I talked to a guy who just had a kid who recently graduated 2024 from Hillcrest High School. That's right here in DISD. He said they can do like fundraisers, but coaches can't put money out of their own pocket for that sort of thing.
Wow. All right. If we have any more calls, Ross, put them on hold. We'll patch them through. All right, poor Ross is back there. He's writing down. He's transcribing.
He's taking notes.
Hey, I was like, what's taking so long? I talked to him to the mic. If you're on the fan cam, I was like, let's go. Come on, we don't need a live story. But Ross was actually getting the story.
He's like the court reporter using that like shorthand, those typewriters that have four buttons.
We can take calls in sports radio. We good?
Yeah, we got one.
All right, let's go to the next Tolo. Ross, who do we have?
Well, I mean, he told me you got something else?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Okay.
Am I... Ross, can you hear me?
How you doing?
Hey, what's up? Who do we have? Sorry.
Wow.
Oh, man.
You can patch him through. This is sports radio. We're allowed to take calls.
He was taking notes on the calls.
He's making chicken scratch over here.
Really, really incredible.
Gosh, what a legend Ross is.
Ross Boss.
I just love that Ross has worked here probably for a couple years now. And we take so few phone calls that he thought when Sean said, let's get some phone call reaction to this, that people were just going to call him and tell him what to then relay to Sean?
Yes, bro.
Wow. That's something right there.
That's all time.
That's really hard to beat.
Oh, good.
And everybody loves Ross.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Yeah, he's one of the best friends of all time.
You're just not sure if you're on the same page.
Man.
You know, at times.
Where was it? Were we at
Globe Life Field?
Globe Life Field when Lucius came out with us that one time.
That was the G-Bag of the day.
And he just like, Lucius says, let me just take this over here. Let me just I'll figure
it out.
Oh, that was cheeseburgers.
Was that the Cold Beers cheeseburger?
Well, because we had the first issue at Globe Life Field.
At Globe Life Field, yeah.
And
I
then
that
the second go around, I think Lucius probably got orders like, just run this, bro.
Yeah.
Ross is a true legend in the making. Yeah. Wow, that's really impressive.
That's something hilarious. Right there. I mean, Jacob Ray has one strategy, and that's just to try to be a total professional, run a perfect board, yeah. You know, do everything that we need.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every turn, and I think you can make a name for yourself like that, but it's a lot more fun when you make a name for yourself like Ross has.
Really great. At least for the rest of us.
But mess it up a little bit more, Jacob.
Oh, my bad. I will.
What you have?
Up next, we got this one graced my timeline this morning. This guy was doing comedy show, and he spotted a couple in the crowd that seemed like they had a big age gap.
The crowd?
How long y'all been
I was 17.
You were 17. You better say you were 17 too quickly. I don't know the state laws, but actually we're in Georgia. It's fine. No, I have no idea. I don't know!
Were you 17 or you're gonna go to jail?
I was 26. You're 17, you're 26? What are you, a substitute teacher? What the 2 + 2 equals God. You guys waited till your 18th birthday to have sex. Yo, did you do the countdown? 3, 2, 1, yeah!
Oh, no, that is cringeworthy right there.
Yeah, and I sure quite had to react to that one.
Man, it's the Butt Naked Wednesday.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, man.
It's a tough look. It's a tough look for that guy. It really is.
Yeah, you know, I think depending on what state you're in, that could be significant time behind bars, you know, and I don't know if any state's going to smile on 26 and 17. No. Give the big thumbs up to that. Woo. Okay, who else challenging, Jacob?
We got one more. So this guy, he was an offensive lineman. It was Caden Proctor from Alabama. Okay. He was at SEC Media Days, and he shares how he wants to get past the stereotype that larger individuals smell bad.
If you're a big guy, yeah. You can't stink. You gotta be fresh, man. Because the narrative right now is, oh, if you're big, you stanky, smelly, sweaty. Like that's not how it goes for me. That's why I've been saying flip the narrative. And that's kind of something that started when I was in elementary school. My dad put a little cologne on, you know, go to school smelling good for little ladies. So that's kind of what it's been now carried over to my life. And right now, I probably have 170 bottles of cologne.
Wow. Jeez. Now, will cologne do it? Will cologne mask the? I mean, is there a specific big man concern here? Well, Chuck.
I mean, you got to make sure you wear deodorant. I think that's first.
Yeah, that's for everybody.
Make sure you wear the deodorant.
Maybe you're sweating a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I think baby powder can do wonders for you, or the Gold Bond, whichever you prefer. Sure. And then I do think that having some cologne helps.
You can't over cologne.
No, there's a fine line.
You got to be careful, and you got to be careful about putting deodorant on when you already stink.
That's right. Yeah,
because that's not a good combination.
It's very funky.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't help. It's you know, I guess it's somehow worse than just regular BO.
I'll tell you what though, sometimes stink gets in your clothes no matter what you do.
It can happen. Yeah. You know, I think it's more just about though, you know, making sure you're properly showered, you know, bathing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you got to make sure you shower,
all that kind of stuff. So I would think like maybe the big man out there had just maybe committed to a less of a, you know, taking care of himself lifestyle.
Yeah, the you got to make sure you get all the cracks and crevices though, big man, because you got, you know, if you're
there's rolls.
Yeah, you got to make sure because that you could get some sweat collection.
You got to do the lift.
Yeah, you got to get the sweat collection. Got to get that taken care of.
Well, we got to vote. Is it Pat McAfee? Is it Ross's board issues? Mm. Is it the comedian spotting a guy in the crowd with an age gap? Or is it the Caden Proctor clip here? I'm going to go with the champ, Pat McAfee, Chief. How about you?
Give me Ross.
Okay. How about you, Jacob?
I'm going to stick with my fellow part-timer. Give me Ross.
All righty. We're 2-1, Wolchuk.
I'll take Caden Proctor. Give me the big guy.
And Brian?
I'll go with Ross.
Okay, by a score of 3-1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion. It's a man who's run the board, I think, on every day part here on the fan. And it won't be long before he's back in the Pimp Cup. It's time now, speaking of the Pimp Cup, for LA Live.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
Right, Pickens, Diggs. Ferguson, Bland, those guys are all. Richie, you okay, buddy?
Oh wow!
Birthday boy just took a tumble. It's all right, Rich. Pretty it's all right, incredible. Buddy. Sam Williams is in a contract here. Tyre Elam is in a contract here.
Let me go, Richie!
But if you had to pick one, most approved in a contract
looks like
season,
me at the parking lot at Avis.
I was just about to say, man. Check his knee for some scrapes.
So that's the sound of a Tolo falling on a birthday run?
Yeah.
Hammered at Shell Shack.
Yep.
Through the fan backdrop that he thought was a wall.
Mm-hmm. Thought it was a wall.
He's kind of hanging out there.
Yeah.
That is something.
After shots.
Salute to you. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
And that's Wolchuk not wanting to make too much of a scene about it and trying to pivot back into the Sam Williams make it or break it, whatever article.
It's kind of a tough call. You know, it might be the best thing we could possibly describe right now, but we might have some good content going at the same time. Ooh. What is the celebrity rumor or conspiracy that you believe to be true? What are you doing? Little Tupac is alive.
Mm. Okay.
Little Jeffrey Epstein still alive.
I like this.
Some Elvis stuff. Do you got some Elvis stuff? Well, Chuck, I thought you had some Elvis stuff.
I went down like this Elvis rabbit hole a month ago.
Yeah.
That Elvis is actually alive. And he was in witness protection, and he came back as he's now a pastor in Alabama. And I think that there was some that I was believing on this, but I don't think the ages match up with this guy and Elvis.
So there's a guy running around that there's been a documentary on who looks and sounds like Elvis, but just the timeline doesn't match up, like he should be older right now.
Yeah, like, man, he was at, who was his daughter that passed away? Was it Lisa Marie?
Lisa Marie.
He was at the funeral. There was a lot of things that kind of just aligned here. So I'm trying to figure out what this guy's name. I think it was Bob. I was not prepared for this. I'm trying to figure this all out on the fly here.
But okay.
There was like he has the same guitar. They did like an old AI like facial recognition, like how
would
the
sideburns
look
and all.
He's got. I mean, he does. Like it is uncanny resemblance. Sounds like him when you hear him sing.
It seems like he wouldn't sing, he wouldn't play the guitar, and he wouldn't have sideburns.
Bob Joyce. That's
yeah,
who
Bob
it is.
Joyce.
Bob
yes.
Joyce.
But don't you think, like, if you're Elvis and you're trying to hide for whatever reason, you wouldn't be going around singing and playing the guitar with sideburns?
Well, so this
Easter
is,
eggs.
This is what they
right?
said was he was hiding from the mob, which I don't know. There are some correlations to Elvis and the mob back when, you know, he was still living.
Entertainment and the mob was kind of hand in hand there for a long time.
Had Frank to go Sinatra, into witness protection. And then when I guess the time came for him to now be out of witness protection is when he became Bob Joyce and started doing his stuff in Alabama and being a pastor. So he has since, I mean, like, he's been asked about it. He's denied it. And I think that there is an age difference here that could be significant. Like, I think he's supposed to be, Elvis would be what, 88?
90.
90?
Yeah.
And I think Bob Joyce is, I mean, unless he's lying about his age, I think he's probably 10 years younger than what Elvis would be. But it was weird. Like, if you go down and just check out some videos of this, it'll definitely make you believe that this is possible that he could be.
At 877-881-1053, celebrity rumors, conspiracies that you believe in. I thought it was a perfect LA Live topic because Lucius is always bringing up this when I mention my personal love for Stevie Wonder.
Oh. Okay?
Maybe my favorite musician from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. He was just at a concert here July 10th, and video of it's going viral. But he addressed what Lucius brings up whenever Stevie comes up here on the broadcast.
To all of you, something that I was thinking of, when did I want to let the world know this, but I wanted to say it right now. You know, there have been rumors about me seeing and all that. But seriously, you know the truth. The truth is, shortly after my birth, I became blind. Now, that was a blessing because it's allowed me to see the world in the vision of truth. I have sight. See people in the spirit of them, not how they look, not what color they are. What color is their spirit?
Turn it into a beautiful message. But you could tell him there he was pretty serious. Like when he said, you know, the idea that I can see, everybody laughed. He didn't find that funny. He thought it was...
Well, Shaq tells that story, right?
Yeah.
Like they lived in the same complex and they would ride the elevator together and all that.
He'd be hitting the button.
And he'd be hitting the button. And then, like, I guess maybe did he recognize Shaq's cologne or something like that? I mean, hey, you always say, hey, Shaq, how's it going? You know, like,
yeah.
How do you always figure out it was, you know, did he, and Shaq swears that he could see.
It sharpens all your other senses.
Yeah.
So who knows what Stevie is, you know, picking up on. But a number of texters already chiming in that they believe Stevie Wonder is not blind. I think you can be, like, technically blind. You know, we had a foreign exchange student from Norway.
See shadows and stuff?
Yeah, she could see kind of like
if somebody
was there. I know the great iconic and legendary Tolo Blind Jenna. She was legally blind, but you know, she could see if she really got up in your face.
Gotcha.
So technically blind and like totally blind, something different. How about we didn't land on the moon? The 817. I mean, like, people that talk like that, like Derek Holland, they are convinced of it.
Dutch and I got into this discussion.
He's convincing.
He is. He's saying stuff about, well, look at the bottom of the boot. Look at the pictures of the footprints. Look at, you know, and he's. I mean, I thought it was one of those things because he'd had about 28 Coronas.
Oh no, uh-huh.
And about 28 fireball shots.
Fireball was flowing,
and yeah, he was. I was asking him, like, in a way, we got a video of him doing it. He did it in Harry Carey voice.
Yeah.
Remember that? He was kind of like, he's like, hey, I did a line on the moon. Ah,
You know, he was doing all that whole thing, and I thought he was just a bit, but man, he was serious. He believed, he does not think that we landed on the moon.
Yeah, I know. CA, if Chris Arnold was up here, he's, you know, he'll tell you the moon is not a moon.
That's right.
The moon is not a moon. The moon is not a moon. It was hollow. Trump orchestrated the assassination attempt. I've seen that one making the rounds lately. Yeah. Learned those tricks
from
his
Pennsylvania,
time
in
the WWF with Tim McMahon. Flat Earth. I thought that one was done for a while.
I think Dutch is on the Flat Earth stuff.
Yeah,
too.
He's on the Flat Earth thing too.
Which kind of makes everything
else
null and
void. Alex Stein try and get me on the Flat Earth when I walked into the...
Because Kyrie believed it.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving had said it. Well, that must have been 10 years ago or so. At this point,
I'm not fully convinced that Nicolas Cage is not a vampire. I know that was a thing. I think there's a chance he could be.
That's something.
And Khloe Kardashian being OJ's.
I like that one.
Yeah. That feels pretty clear.
I like the idea of either Anthony Edwards or Jimmy Buckets being Jordan's son. I don't know which one is more likely. You know, I'd say maybe it appears like Edwards might have the smile and the verticality and the dunks.
Right.
That would be more Jordan-esque. But even Jordan's own kids, you know, I guess that would be the result of finding a more athletic wife or, you know, lady.
Yeah, maybe he had the Ocho Cinco plan for a portion of his.
I know I certainly did, but I underestimated how slow I was.
Oh, really? So you were always in search of super athletic?
Yeah. Yeah, I would talk about it on the show. You know, like if you're 6'2" and, you know, you were an NCAA track star or basketball star.
Wow, so you were comfortable with them being taller than you then?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Hey, look, Dawson's on the red
carpet.
So
you've dated taller chicks than you?
Yeah. Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right.
No, I don't have a big issue with that, you know, because I think there's a huge trade-off.
Yeah.
You know, if you're getting giant kids, like, okay, my buddy Newbear that I do the podcast with, he played football at Kentucky. He's 5'11 with, I don't know, like his arms are so short, right?
Incredible.
So, I mean, they were so short, they wouldn't even let him play center. Right? It was just like guard, like backup, practice squad type of stuff.
Okay. How about wow, bro?
Right? So at the time he's at Kentucky, he had this same plan too, right? He's the one that gave me this idea from when we were doing weekends at the Fan in Portland like 23 years ago.
Okay.
He's like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to marry the captain of the Kentucky volleyball team. She's 6'2 with pterodactyl arms.
Nice.
Now my kids have long arms.
And we are going to have like an army of Ben Roethlisbergers, you know, because he's a Pittsburgh guy. And so I lost track with him. I just, you know, reconnected with him permanently a few years back. And sure enough, five kids, all in the 99th percentile of height and weight for their age, athletic, dominating basketball, dominating volleyball, dominating swimming. The kid's like 4 years old. They want him to play on the 7-year-old football team. He freaking did it,
dude. Wow.
He cracked the code.
It worked.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, he was short and strong. He needed long and quick.
Yeah. Yeah. And that feels like happened. The perfect combo.
Yeah.
Man, good for him.
That's awesome.
I do really want to get to the bottom of the Epstein thing, though. You know, I saw somebody just say, why couldn't the victims just come out and name their attackers, you know, like we did during the Harvey Weinstein?
Didn't they get NDA paid off?
We got NDAs out the wazz.
I'm pretty sure they...
That would have been my first thing encountered to that. Like, I'm sure they had NDAs.
Yeah, I think they got paid.
Every single one of them had NDAs.
I can't speak to that.
Maybe a couple fell through the cracks.
I mean, this thing is just so crazy how it was such an important part of the election, and so many people were insisting that one side of the aisle was so in bed with child molesters that, you know, they were, you know, voting on the idea that our guy was going to unravel all of this. And now he's like, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. I can't believe you're still asking about it, and threatening to put anybody out of his administration that continues to make a big deal out of it. Isn't that just... It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's a joke.
I've known my entire life that our government is just wild and we can't imagine the things going on behind the scenes. That was the tip of the iceberg last week when all that came out.
Yeah, it's a bad deal, man. It really is. And I think I'm seeing here Epstein's estate paid out $150 million in restitution to more than 125 victims.
Wow. So they only got like a little bit over $1 million each. Mm. For a lifetime of silence for maybe the biggest story of our lifetimes. And I don't think we're getting, I mean, like 2.5 minutes is missing from the security film. And there's like,
yeah, I know. That's a joke.
Wow.
Well,
you know, it's like that show with Spacey, the House of Cards.
Yeah.
Like, is that real life?
I would say
like playmakers was about the NFL.
Let me tell you what I mean. The House of Cards ones to me seems very, very realistic of things that are done clandestinely. You know that we don't know about that. Certain people have certain power over certain people, and it just, you know, like the whole thing with the okay, the senator, you know, you're gonna do this yourself, and you're gonna, you know, and I mean, like,
yeah,
because if you don't, this is what's gonna happen. You know, I mean, it's just the House of Cards. I thought it was fascinating. I really did. I mean, I love these kinds of shows. I love The West Wing. It wasn't that dark as House of Cards was. House of Cards made you think, like, man, there are things really going on in our government. We have no clue what's being done on a daily basis.
That Prison Break show did the same kind of thing, where you have like a shadow government, you have the FBI, the CIA, the Secret Service, and then like this other group, you know, calling shots and can sort of operate, you know, with autonomy. The Cavender news here is up next on LA Live. Well, Chuck, this is a little bit disappointing to me. It hurts my heart.
Yeah, well, we're getting a boob job for the Cavender twins, Hannah and Haley. They put out on their TikTok, which is extremely popular, thank you guys for all the support while they're laying in a hospital bed. Love you all. There might be a follow-up out there. I mean, I don't know.
Same doctor doing the surgery? Both of them at the same time?
They're both. It looks like it. It looks like they're both doing this at the same time.
Probably
together.
Got a good two-for-one deal.
Mm-hmm. It's like me and my brother with our tonsils. Mike, I didn't have to have mine out, but Dad said, yeah, just kick Brian in just to kind of let's get it done.
Yep. Say goodbye to these itty-bitty T-words, bitches, because 20 hours from now, I'm going to have a rack.
Is that what she said?
That was Hannah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. If we pull that, it sounds like it's just Walchuk.
Hey, I never was part of the itty-bitty committee, unfortunately.
Man, that's true. Those are God-made.
Those are American-made right
all
here.
All natties.
I thought we'd moved on from that, hadn't we?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, it's
like
still
getting worse. Like those abominations are actually attractive.
Okay, so you're against this, huh? I mean, I think that there's some that
there's a place.
They're doing magical work these days.
I guess there is the possibility that there's an artist out there, but I just thought they've been so like assembly line, overdone, obviously fake. Like, I guess you can still look good in clothes like that and show a little bit of cleave, but as soon as I can tell like fakes, like it's the fake express coming towards me, I'm just like so turned off.
Yeah, there's definitely a limit, and then you can there's like an over you can tell here.
I think the booty butt stuff is more egregious.
That's out of control. I need some real jiggle.
You can tell almost immediately.
Oh, you can.
Whereas with the chesticle stuff, and I think they've been at it for a longer time, so they've really refined the art of getting those things right,
more symmetrical,
maybe,
and supple.
Maybe 20 years from now or whatever, the backside fakies will come across a little bit more real. I don't know. But right now, like, we haven't hit that point.
It's not the good in-between point, right, at the back end of it. We're kind of either too much or...
Yeah. It comes out like a big Studebaker with no gravity effect to it.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you know? And it's just, it's too obvious and it's not getting the job done. I don't know. I think if I had to power rank it, though, I might put the overdone fake lips is the absolute worst of the worst.
Agreed. Could not agree more.
Yeah.
Could not agree 100%.
more. 100%. Because I can overlook a lot of stuff if you got a pretty face.
Yeah.
You know, but those fake lips, they do ruin it. Okay. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Where are we going next, Wolchuk?
All right. Let's do some bases, shall we? We do have some Rangers news. Somebody is on the IL. Let's get mic'd up and the swing off. That's next in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Oasis.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.